Pure bedlam. I mean, the whole school, everybody that was in the stands, all the families, everybody rushed the field, and it was just craziness and pure joy. Kids crying, coaches crying. It was quite the scene. It was a moment I'll never forget.
Rich, for people who might not have noticed, Liberty, your team upended Bishop Gorman on Friday night. You, sir, from almost the moment you landed on Liberty's campus, you made it a goal that Gorman was in your crosshairs. How did that happen? That was a real big deal to you, and you know, how did that kind of cultivate within yourself and become such a major goal for you right at the get-go?
Well, I was at Liberty, you know, when we opened. I was an assistant coach, and we were probably the worst team in America that first year. Mm-hmm. You know, we scored two touchdowns the whole year, got blown out. Actually, Gorman beat us that year 70-0. DeMarco Murray rushed for like 400 yards against us. And, you know, it was rough those first 6 years. My good buddy Lou Marcuzis was the head coach, and, you know, we struggled with enrollment. We struggled with, you know, getting blown out every game. And then, you know, of course, then the kids don't want to come to your school because you know, nobody wants to play for a losing program. And I got lucky. You know, when I took over the job, the area was growing over here. And they were going to divide Coronado's boundary line and give a bunch of Coronado kids to Liberty. And the Coronado parents went up in arms and resisted that. And they gave us an open enrollment zone that kids from Coronado could choose to come to Liberty if they wanted to. And like I said, I was very lucky. I got 7 starters from Coronado that year that transferred to Liberty and made us from kind of the laughing stock to at least a quality team. We made the playoffs for the first time my first year. We went 8-4, won a playoff game. And the school was super excited at that time. Just to make the playoffs were a huge accomplishment for us. And then, you know, my coaches and myself, we kind of sat down and we were like, all right, what's it going to take to be one of the better public schools in town? You know, at the time, Palo Verde, Las Vegas High School, Del Sol, and Gorman, those were the 4 best teams. And, you know, we just kind of put a plan together like, all right, this is what we got to do. We got to be in the weight room. We got off-season lifting. And as the next year, we ended up winning a regional championship. We lost up in Reno in the snow, 7-6 to McQueen. The following year, we got to play Bishop Gorman for the first time, and you know, a lot of people's attitudes towards Bishop Gorman were, you know, kind of I felt like a loser mentality, like mm-hmm. you know, like oh they have unfair advantages, or and I never wanted to have that message to my kids or to my coaches or my community, like life's not fair, you know. It doesn't matter what you do in life. There's going to be people, some people who are maybe a little more blessed or maybe do have some more advantages, but you can't, like, sit and whine and cry about it. You just got to figure out a way to overcome it, work hard, keep believing. And that was kind of always been my message, you know. We lost to Gorman at State 1 year, and I was like, hey, if I had a kid, maybe I'd send him to Gorman. Like, that, I mean, it's a great program. Coach Sanchez, Tony Sanchez at the time, was doing an amazing job, and we always kind of kept the eye on the prize, like, let's just keep aiming for them, because if we can beat them, we can beat everybody else. And you know, when they started playing out-of-state games, national games, I was like, hey, we're going to do that too. We're just as good. Mm-hmm. You know, we can do it. And we won a big game in Texas a few years ago, and we've played some really incredibly difficult teams over the years, kind of to prepare ourselves for this moment, and it all paid off.
And for others who might not know, you've had a rich Polynesian connection. You're still doing the haka, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That was kind of the turning point. It was about, I'd say, 06. A lot of Polynesian families started moving into this area, Silverado Ranch, you know, the south part of Las Vegas, over by the South Point and the M. And they've been that's the number one reason why we've had success is our Poly connection. And you know, we go to Hawaii. We've played in Hawaii a couple times, and we're very well known over there. People have moved from Hawaii to Las Vegas, and with the mindset of, "Yeah, I want to send my son to Liberty." So it's been great that we've been able to establish a brand, and people want to move into our zone and send their kids here to play football at Liberty.
We're speaking with Liberty head football coach Rich Morocco here with us on the Press Box Morning Show. Rob Mish, Clay Baker. And we, you know what? Before we get into the game, when you defeat Bishop Gorman, I mean, the 10-time reigning state champions, did it seem like that for you? Because you had really had a very difficult schedule to begin the season. Were you ever thinking about seeing Gorman in the playoffs after starting out 0-5 this year?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, and I give all the credit in the world to Bishop Gorman. They've made us better, and they've made, in turn, the rest of the city better, because people have kind of adopted that same mentality of, hey, let's go play the best teams we can find. Mm-hmm. And a lot of schools are doing that now. Green Valley plays an out-of-state team, Arborview, Desert Pines. I mean, I bet at least half the schools in the school district play at least one out-of-state game now. And that can all be attributed to kind of what Gorman started, you know, 11 years ago, and we've kind of championed that. Maybe I bit off a little bit too much than I could chew. I knew we had a lot of very talented players coming back, and I wanted to challenge those guys. And we played four teams ranked in the top 40 in the country to start the year. I knew there was a possibility we could go, you know, 0-4, 0-5. But again, I wanted the kids to face adversity, because I felt like in previous years where we didn't have that tough schedule and we'd get into that Gorman game and we'd fall behind and kids would give up. You know, the year we lost 84-8, you know, at one point in the game, you know, the kids eventually gave up. Like they're like, we're not going to win. And then it snowballed and got out of hand. And I didn't want that to happen. And credit to the kids. You know, we got down 17-3 at halftime, and the spirits were high, and everybody believed we could come back because we were having some success in the first half. We just, you know, made some mistakes and weren't able to capitalize. And that's what it's all about. Like, you know, I don't care what my overall record is. I don't care what my preseason record is. I want to be prepared for the playoffs, for Gorman, and now for traveling up to Reno. We've had that experience of getting on a bus, staying in a hotel, playing in a hostile environment. And you know, hopefully it'll pay off for us up in Reno as well.
I know you ended the weekend by doing, you were in the Channel 8 studios talking with Chris Matthews about the incredible Friday experience. But overall, what was Saturday and Sunday like for you, Coach? Had to have been probably a little revelry, huh?
Yeah. Saturday, I went to bed at like 5:30 in the morning on Friday night, Saturday morning. Got up at 7:30 to go to practice. The adrenaline just kept me up going all Saturday. I went to the Knights game Saturday night. I wasn't tired until after that Knights game, and that adrenaline, you know, it was a great thing. And you know, now, you know, I told the kids this morning, like, it's over, it's in the past. You can think back on it, you know, later, but we got business to do right now. We got to dial it in and we got to finish what we started. Nothing would be worse than beating Bishop Gorman and not getting a state championship. So we got a lot of work. There's a lot of good football teams still left in the state, and you know, it's not a foregone conclusion that we're just going to win state.